Fifth, the information needed related to access care and health care utilization. So as an example, how do patients or clients get to the health center? What is the unemployment rate like in the area? Are individuals receiving higher levels of education? All of this data provides a sense of what your patient population needs. The needs assessment also needs to provide information and data on the most significant causes of morbidity and mortality. For example, does your area have a high percentage of diabetic patients or high cholesterol? Is your community maybe located in a food desert and they don't have access to fresh fruit and vegetables? Is there a high percentage of low birth weight babies in the community? So do those pregnant moms maybe not have access to nutrition and vitamins they need during the pregnancy? The needs assessment also looks at the impact of the health status or access to care. It is difficult to access healthcare services because the community has a high percentage of individuals that speak a language other than English. Or maybe there isn't enough housing or low-income housing for individuals, and that affects how they spend their income. Many individuals may have to choose whether to pay their rent or buy food or even see a healthcare provider. And sixth, the health center has to use the results of these needs assessment to improve the delivery of their healthcare and health center services. While the needs assessment is a big undertaking to complete, it does provide a lot of data. What will a health center do with all that data once it's collected? You need to take that data and do something with it. Remember, that needs assessment needs to be a working document.